Help keep a watchful eye out for tyranny and the police state. If you see something, say something.
He fly down and then you with poop.
Initiating startup sequence.
Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Papa Hotel Lima Echo November radio check.
Papa Echo November, good afternoon, Ritu 5.
Good afternoon, Ritu 5 as well, Papa Echo November.
This is John Jacob Schmidt on Radio Free Readout, broadcasting from the heart of the American Readout. Welcome and thank you so much for being with us. If you're new, the American Readout is the emerging safe haven and refuge for God-fearing, liberty-loving American patriots who are part of a demographic shift that's taking place right now. The mountain states of Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, Eastern Oregon, and Eastern Washington make up what we call the American Redoubt. But hey, who are we to start drawing lines on maps? The American Redoubt could one day extend further down the Rocky Mountains or out onto the plains of the Dakotas. We need to make sure that credit is given where credit is due. The American Redoubt is a concept introduced and outlined in early 2011 by the ever-popular and highly respected author and survivalblog.com editor and former Army intelligence officer James Rawls. Now, since then, the concept has evolved into what's slowly but steadily picking up momentum as a movement within the Patriot movement. Hundreds of families and individuals are now making their move to the American Redoubt in anticipation of the economic, social, and political collapse that seems ever more imminent with each passing day. Of course, we have as many, if not more, listeners outside the American Redoubt in what is more commonly being labeled by Redoubters as Occupied America. Patriots living in Occupied America are waking up and either considering moving to the American Redoubt to join other patriots, or are considering other future potential redoubts that will likely emerge in other parts of the nation. Now, Radio Free Redoubt is here to maintain a consistent voice of encouragement as well as information and resources to keep redoubters connected and networked with others. We're growing all the time, so thanks for being a part of that. Now, today's broadcast will be a little shorter. We normally try to keep it to about an hour, but tonight we're going to just introduce the topic of Agenda 21 here on Week 21. That wasn't planned that way. But Agenda 21 is the United Nations plan for global governance and control. And the more one learns about this plan that's being implemented all over the world, and including right here in the United States, it becomes very clear that these plans are being implemented in a deliberate fashion. And although globalist men and women are conspiring together to make this happen, it is not a theory. It's being practically applied and is most likely not just coming to a community near you. It's probably already there and being implemented. I've got a ton of resources to point you to tonight so you can educate yourselves on this globalist power grab. But first, the news. News and commentary that could affect you as an American patriot living in the American Redoubt or those of you living out there in occupied America. First of all, for our fellow patriots living in Oklahoma, we just want to let you know you're in our thoughts and we're thanking God that thus far, there have been no reports of injuries or major damage from the earthquakes, plural, that you've had over the last 48 hours. One of the strongest earthquakes in state history rocked central Oklahoma late Saturday. After a day of several smaller quakes, a 5.6 magnitude trembler rattled a college football stadium 50 miles away, shook buildings, caused cracks, and was felt as far away as Tennessee, authorities said. And, of course, since then, the latest headline is there's at least 10 aftershocks that have been felt from that. Now, farther away out of Jerusalem, there are all kinds of tremors happening, but of a different sort. The Associated Press, among others, covered Israel's announcement that the clock is ticking for Iran to choose peaceful means of ending its nuclear ambitions. Israel's president says the international community is closer to pursuing a military solution to the standoff over Iran's nuclear program than a diplomatic one. The remarks by Shimon Peres to Israel's Channel 2 TV Friday were unusual because he is known as a dove and optimist. But Peres said world leaders need to fulfill their promises to stop Iran, whatever it takes. He said there is a long menu as to what can be done, and he did not elaborate. That's one to watch, of course, because ripple effects from a unilateral strike on Iran by Israel, that would change our world in ways most people can't even imagine, I believe. Propaganda alert. Obama says God wants us to pass his jobs bill. President Barack Obama Wednesday said even God wanted to put Americans back to work, invoking divine blessing for his joust with Republicans over measures designed to slice into high unemployment. Then the president rebuked the House of Representatives for passing a bill reaffirming the U.S. motto, In God We Trust, rather than getting to work on his stalled $447 billion jobs program. That is not putting people back to work. This is him quoting, I trust in God, but God wants to see us help ourselves by putting people back to work, the president said. Obama's spokesman, Jay Carney, denied that Obama had perhaps gone too far by dragging the Almighty into a fierce political spat. He says, I believe that the phrase from the Bible is, the Lord helps those who help themselves, Carney said. I think the point the president is making that, you know, we have it within our capability to do the things to help the American people. And of course, that's how stupid these people think we are, because the Lord helps those who help themselves isn't anywhere in the Bible, nowhere. I don't even know where that started, but that probably explains their acceptance of unbiblical policies, like their agenda of supporting the murdering of babies and destroying marriage and forcing the acceptance of homosexual so-called marriage on us. Anyway, I continue on. Obama ruffled Republican feathers with his remarks as he appeared in front of a commuter bridge between Washington, D.C. and Virginia, which is in need of repairs. To call on Republicans to back a $60 billion jobs and infrastructure bill. There's no good reason to oppose this bill, not one, he says. And members of Congress who vote no, are going to have to explain why to their constituencies. The American people are with me on this, Obama said. That's a lie. Intensifying his campaign to blame Republicans for inaction on bills he says could put hundreds of thousands of Americans back to work and reduce the 9.1% unemployment. Of course, when you're spending $150,000 for every job that pays $50,000, I'm sure we could put a lot of people back to work and go bankrupt doing it. Isn't it funny these socialists want to ignore scriptures, though, because unless it suits their own agenda. And when they make a pathetic attempt to use the Bible to coerce us into submitting to them, they still botch it. The wave of civil unrest that has swept the globe over the past year has prompted the Department of Homeland Security to step up its monitoring of Twitter and other social networks in a bid to preempt any sign of social dislocation within the United States. Department of Homeland Security Undersecretary Karen Wagner said the use of such technology in uprisings that started in December in Tunisia shocked some officials into attention and prompted questions of whether the U.S. needs to do a better job of monitoring domestic social networking activity, reports the Associated Press. Of course they need to do a better job of monitoring us. And in the news from the American Redoubt, Idaho Board approves first ever online class requirement. Education officials on Thursday gave final approval to a plan that makes Idaho the first state in the nation to require high school students to take at least 2 credits online to graduate, despite heavy criticism of the plan at public hearings this summer. The measure is part of a sweeping education overhaul that introduces teacher merit pay and phases in laptops for every high school teacher and student. Proponents say the virtual classes will help the state save money and better prepare students for college. But opponents claim they'll replace teachers with computers and shift state taxpayer money to the out-of-state companies that will be tapped to provide the online curriculum and laptops. The rule will apply to students entering the 9th grade in the fall of 2012, and it goes before Idaho lawmakers for review in the 2012 session, which starts in January. I have mixed feelings about this. First of all, issuing laptops to every student and teacher sounds like nothing but trouble. On the other hand, a laptop is a lot cheaper than teachers' wages, and it'd pay for itself in the first month. But then, kids should be in the classroom interacting with a teacher, not laying around at home in their pajamas doing homework in bed. Isn't that so postmodern American? Then again, anything to get the kids out of the classroom in today's public schools can only be a good thing. And then, of course, the curriculum, though, that they're going to be learning is still going to be a bunch of garbage that undermines our values and beliefs, or at the very least, doesn't reinforce our values and beliefs. I'll let you make up your own minds on this one, of course, but this just, it doesn't sit right with me. It seems like they've definitely identified that there's a problem with our education system. That's the good part. But what they think are solutions, that just baffles me. Maybe it's a good thing I don't have a master's or a doctorate. I still have my mind intact. No, I've made up my mind. I'm opposed to this. It's the wrong solution. I say shut the public schools down or force them to teach curriculum that reflects our values and beliefs. Since they won't, shut them down. Defund them. That's my view. Okay, this next story out of Montana. Food banks that normally depend on meat provided by federal stimulus grants are seeing their normal rations drying up and are now turning to hunters for donations of wild game. Marlene Adair, the manager of the community food bank in Superior, said the last shipment of meat amounted to about 120 pounds, down from an average of 280 pounds just 4 months ago. She said that every week new clients arrive at her door, yet when the trucks arrive to replenish her supplies, they are noticeably emptier, particularly when it comes to meat. We're seeing a perfect storm of more clients coming to the door, the government cutting way back on what it supplies to us, and food prices rising, said Bill Fleischman, warehouse manager of the Missoula Food Bank. Reductions in federal budgets have cut the supply of U.S. Department of Agriculture commodities, including frozen meat, available through the Montana Food Bank Network by about half. And that's what happens when you want to become reliant on the federal government. They need you to need them. They want you to want them. They're begging you to beg them. Hey, that'd make a good song. I think the situation today is a perfect ministering opportunity and a great opportunity to help your own community. We need to support our local food banks and especially those run by churches. I covered that a few months ago, I think in week 6, the show titled The Church. And I recommend going back. It talks about the role of the church from my perspective. And in other news from Idaho, Congressman Raul Labrador says it's time for the federal government to get out of the business of subsidizing energy projects. The Republican announced Thursday he is co-sponsoring legislation that would get rid of all energy subsidy programs, including tax incentives for renewable projects. Labrador says instead of tapping taxpayers to subsidy dollars, he would rather let the free market determine and guide the nation's energy development. The measure calls for eliminating $90 billion in energy tax subsidies over the next 10 years and reduce the corporate tax rate by the same amount. The bill also has the backing of groups like Americans for Tax Reform and Americans for Prosperity, which is backed by oil billionaire David Koch, and lobbies for lower taxes and less government regulation. There again, you know there's going to be a lot of resistance on that one because the government wants you to want them, and they need you to need them. All right, I'm sorry, I just couldn't help myself.
Welcome, and thanks for listening to Radio Free Readout, the voice of the American Readout, the emerging safe haven and refuge for God-fearing, liberty-loving American patriots. Hello, this is Anya. I invite you to join us by tuning in right here from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific or 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Mountain, where you can listen to Radio Free Readout's weekly one-hour live radio broadcast hosted by John Jacob Schmidt every Sunday evening. If we're broadcasting live, the Stream Monster player will begin playing automatically. If it doesn't, hit your refresh button. If you happen to miss the live broadcast, you can scroll through the list of previous broadcasts located to the right on the blog and listen to them using the Podbean player. With the Podbean player, you can listen 24 hours a day or download the files or embed the podcast file in your own blog, website, or social networking site such as Facebook so you can share with your own audience. Again, thanks for listening. God bless.
Radio Free Readout is a strong proponent of disaster preparedness and self-sufficient living. Although we touch on the topic from time to time, we're not a resource which specializes in those areas. However, among the hundreds of resources that are out there, we've come across some that we found to be particularly useful. You'll find some of those in a list of links about halfway down the page on the right at www.radiofreereadout.blogspot.com. In fact, they are the resources that we use. If you know of a resource that has been exceptionally useful to you and would like to see it added to our list of links, email the links to us at radiofreereadout@gmail.com.
All right, we're back, and I wanted to bring your attention to something the United Nations has been working on for about the last 15 to 18 years. And as you might have guessed from the title of today's show, it's about a comprehensive plan to implement global governance and eventually complete global control and submission to a centralized global government. Like Glenn Beck said, when the globalists want to pass something they know the public won't otherwise accept, they just repackage it and hide it right out in plain sight. Now, there's a ton of information out there. And so what I did was provide a bunch of links and embedded videos so you can start learning about what this is and how to fight it. These people, a lot of them are dedicated to fighting Agenda 21. And so they have a much better grasp, a deeper understanding, and they present it much better than I can. I'm not an expert on Agenda 21, but I've listened to people who are, and I know enough about it to know it's extremely dangerous to those of us who love liberty and value private land ownership and who understand the value of individual, state, and even national sovereignty. This program is deliberately designed to undermine all of that. I know many of you are intimately familiar with this program, but I know there are several of you who might not even have ever heard of it until now. Or a lot of you heard about it and you know it's probably not a good thing, but other than that, you're really not sure what it's all about. So just a little overview. Back in 1992, the United Nations held a conference in Rio de Janeiro to implement what they call sustainable growth. And it was called the Earth Summit. It's the mechanism the globalists in the UN intend to use to grab land and control all human activity on the land that they deem authorized to use. Now, they know that a lot of people would revolt if this plan got implemented overnight. And so, certainly, if it were implemented by the globalists at the UN or even national levels, there would be a revolt, a huge pushback against it. So their plan is to implement it at the community level first, among the people that you trust. And that's where you see the slogans like think globally, act locally. And that's exactly how they're implementing it, locally. But it's a global agenda. And of course, community leaders are all too eager to adopt this Agenda 21 because of the outside funding and the prestige that comes with it. It's being pushed at all of our leaders' workshops, seminars, and conferences. And if you don't comply with it, then you not only get excluded from all the great funding opportunities, but you get harangued by all of your peers. Come on, man, get with the times. You really don't intend to leave your community in the Stone Ages, do you, Mr. Small Town Community Planner? And of course, that's how globalists and socialists and the police state gains compliance. Twofold. One, you don't want to be left out and be part of the trendy what's in crowd. Why, no one will respect you or take your community seriously. And number two, all the funding and grants that come with these programs are just too good to pass up. It'll be like Christmas, only all year long. Just sign on the dotted line. But only our community leaders won't use the term Agenda 21. They're told to use trendy buzzwords that make people feel all warm and fuzzy, like sustainable development, sustainable community, smart growth. The policies of sustainable development are changing the very fabric of America. Sustainable development entered the world officially in 1987 in a report on the United Nations Commission on Environment and Development, and it was entitled Our Common Future. And this commission was chaired by Gro Harlem Brundtland, Prime Minister of Norway, and vice president of the World Socialist Party. A well-known mantra that originated from that report is, quote, meeting today's needs without compromising future generations to meet their own needs. Now, if one is to look, this mission statement has been incorporated into many governments and non-government organizations. Is it a surprise that it was also reflected in the old Soviet constitution? Then in 1992, the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development was held in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. And this summit is commonly referred to as the Earth Summit. Then President George Bush, the first one, signed what is commonly referred to as the Rio Accords. And out of this conference came the Agenda 21 document. Agenda 21 was adopted as a work plan to implement sustainable development by 179 nations, including our own. The following year, newly elected President Bill Clinton created the President's Council on Sustainable Development through executive order. This order created the framework for the federal government to begin implementing sustainable development programs nationwide. All of this has been moving forward with virtually no legislative debate. The idea behind sustainable development is to foster a mentality of guilt in people over the use of natural resources. Every time one starts their car, every time one turns on a water faucet, remember, be sustainable. Don't exceed your allotment of resources. Big Brother is watching you. We all must learn to live the same, think the same, and most importantly, be sustainable. You see, the real agenda behind sustainable development has nothing to do with protecting the environment. It is about controlling the natural resources. If the resources are controlled, the people are controlled. Of course, as in the old Soviet Union, not everyone will be required to live the peasant lifestyle. Those who play along will be rewarded, but the reward will only be a temporary one. It comes down to the end justifies the means. The, quote, useful idiots will be in for a big surprise when they realize the noose they helped to tie will be placed around their own necks. Problem is, most of the think global, act local socialists realize that most adults are smart enough to see through their utopian pipe dreams. Their solution? Brainwash the school children. It's not education anymore, it's indoctrination. That's why it's so important to have good teachers in the system. The local Packard Foundation, billions of dollars in assets at last check, funds a great many projects related to sustainable development. The next generation is being prepared to live in a new controlled society where people are discouraged from reaching their personal best. All this is being done with the help of our tax money. And another one I want to read to you, and this from the New American. The UN's Agenda 21 is definitely comprehensive and global, breathtakingly so. Agenda 21 proposes a global regime that will monitor, oversee, and strictly regulate our planet's oceans, lakes, streams, rivers, aquifers, seabeds, coastlands, wetlands, forests, jungles, grasslands, farmland, desert, tundra, and mountains. Is there anything left? It even has a whole section on regulating and protecting the atmosphere. It proposes plans for cities, towns, and suburbs, villages, rural areas, and it envisions a global scheme for health care, education, nutrition, agriculture, labor production, and consumption. In short, everything. There is nothing on, in, over, or under the earth that doesn't fall within the purview of some part of Agenda 21. And things have not improved since. In case the American people do not have enough with which to concern themselves, the blaze further draws our attention to Agenda 21, a Soros-sponsored plan for world government. And, of course, I put a link on our highlights and resources page for that article as well. You can go read that with lots of also references with hyperlinks all throughout that article. Already two decades old, Agenda 21 is a United Nations plan for sustainable development. There's that word again. That was backed by George Bush and 177 other world leaders. Despite its seemingly innocuous intentions, the blaze notes that several items are at risk under the plan. Private property ownership, single family homes, private car ownership, individual travel choices, and privately owned farms. The American Policy Center says of Agenda 21, according to its authors, the objective of sustainable development is to integrate economic, social, and environmental policies in order to achieve reduced consumption and social equity and the preservation and restoration of biodiversity. Sustainabilists insist that every societal decision be based on environmental impact. That's the new religion. Focusing on three components: global land use, global education, and global population control and reduction. Did you catch that last part? Their end goal is to control global land use, global education, and global population control and reduction. That last part's not a theory anymore. The globalist think tanks are now openly declaring that the optimum balance for the Earth's resources and the human population would require a world population of approximately 500 million people. That's a half a billion people. That's how many people we should have on the Earth at any one given time, according to these people. That means that about, 6.5 billion people need to go. Go where? Well, that's your problem. But one you don't have to think about because they've already done all the planning for you. Your job until then is to just shut up and keep paying your taxes. The Agenda 21 program comes complete with a map, too. It shows in the United States, for example, exactly how the country should be managed as far as biodiversity and protected ecosystems and designated areas where humans will be allowed to live and work. And the areas where humans will be allowed to live and work will be strictly controlled. Probably have police writing you tickets for stepping off the pathway if you step on a blade of grass. This sounds like some crazy conspiracy theory stuff, but people are actually planning this. And the useful idiots helping them do it are actually convinced that it's really the best thing to do for everyone, and especially the Earth and the environment. This is the kind of stuff that Hitler or Stalin or Mao would have been able to dream up if they could have been able to take a couple of hits of acid. But check out that map. There are plans being laid out right now to move large population groups into concentrated areas because that's what they believe will best allow them to protect the environment. Some of you have seen these huge ghost cities in China. I mean, we're talking skyscrapers, shopping centers, airports, parks, apartment complexes, industrial complexes, waterfront piers set up for major trade. But these cities are completely vacant. And I don't mean old and abandoned. I mean brand new, never used entire cities. Newly built cities costing hundreds of billions of dollars just sitting there. Why? Why? And what else is going on that we don't even know about? But what we do know about is that in America, planning and zoning commissions for cities and counties and even states are already implementing smart growth and sustainable community plans that are getting immensely restrictive on private land use and access. And every decision being made by some 1,700 communities across the nation right now are all working toward compliance with this Agenda 21. If you hear the term sustainable development, smart growth, sustainable community in your community, you can just about bet your next paycheck, if you're blessed enough to have one, that your community is complying with Agenda 21. They don't even know what that means, most of them. So it's up to you to educate them, at least the ones that'll listen. But when government grants are on the line, it's going to be a challenge to get them to listen. But you have to try, because that's what's happening with our law enforcement with Department of Homeland Security grants. I'm getting reports that law enforcement agencies are claiming they're getting so much gear and toys and equipment from Homeland Security grants, they hardly even know what to do with it all. And that's exactly how they're forcing compliance with our community leaders with this Agenda 21 thing. It's money. It's money thrown at them they can't refuse. But you got to sign on the dotted line. No good can possibly come from this. None. That's why I believe that one day as American patriots, we're going to be forced to draw a line in the sand, and maybe in the relatively near future, where we're going to have to say, that's far enough, boys. You're not welcome here. And we might have to back up our own words with measures that go beyond diplomacy and tough talk. I hope and pray it doesn't come to that. But the alternative isn't acceptable, not to me and not to you. Because I don't mean to come across as a negative Nancy, but I'm just not as optimistic as some people. I believe we can fight Agenda 21 in our communities because that's where the fight is. The globalists are aiming at the local level. That's where their policies are being implemented, which is good because that puts it within striking distance from us, and we can do something about it. But I personally believe that will just buy us time. It puts off the inevitable because the globalists' end goal is world domination, and they have to destroy the U.S. They have to make America ineffective, crippled, taken out of the game. So it's coming, the globalist agenda, and the redistribution of wealth and resources, including land and the forced relocation of people to protect biodiversity. I mean, it's kind of hard to deny it when they're coming right out and saying it now. But when we buy time, that's a good thing. We're not ready to resist it in any other way than at the commissioners and local planning boards meetings with documentation and education. Resistance by the community. And I've included a few links that talks about options for fighting Agenda 21 at the at the local level. And those are ways that people are fighting it in their communities, and they're sharing their strategies. And one of those is attacking the funding and cutting that off. That's effective, and that gets people's attention. So if you feel called to fight Agenda 21 in your community, you've got some homework to do. But we need you to buy the rest of us time. Some people are just cut out for that. And if that's you, then please also keep us posted as to your progress. Keep us updated. Anything going on with Agenda 21 in your communities. I know there's some activists out there that are really, this is their baby, and they're fighting it tooth and nail. If you feel called to that fight, or if you're already involved, keep us informed so we can share that and resources that you're using with other people, resources and strategies. If that's you, you know, what you're doing and lessons and experience you could pass on to others, you know, who feel that calling, then that's great. We want to get that to them. Now, I'm going to take a quick break and wrap up today's show just a little early, like I said, but don't worry. It's a good thing, because I want to get started on next week's show titled Resisting Tyranny. We'll talk a little bit about that, and there's a couple other things I wanted to mention before we wrapped up. So don't go away. You're listening to The John Jacob Schmidt Show on Radio Free Redoubt.
How rare is it for a government to let expire a temporary tax? And how many times have you known government to repeal any measure which grants power to itself or removes liberty from the citizens? I can count the number of times on one finger and a thumb, with their tips touching one another, of course. John Adams said, "A constitution of government, once changed from freedom, can never be restored. Liberty, once lost, is lost forever." There is an exception, however, and that is when things begin anew. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Don't forget to check out the videos page found by clicking on the videos tab on the blog. You'll find useful and informative videos about our American heritage as well as the issues of today. Also, if you feel led, please financially support the organizations and ministries that produce the videos so they can continue keeping us informed.
If you're an amateur radio operator and you believe in the American Readout movement, contact us today to find out how you can join the American Readout Radio Operators Network.
Why do we sit down when all should be standing? And why do we back down at the critical moment?
Hey, thanks for being with us tonight. This is the voice of the American Readout, and I am John Jacob Schmidt. And the best part is, my name is your name too. Whether you're already in the American Redoubt, or you're on your way here, or stuck behind enemy lines out there in occupied territory, you are not alone. There are many, many Redoubters around you. Most of you keep to yourselves, but we want to make sure we're effective with the American Redoubt movement. And one of the ways that we do that is becoming part of the network, what we call the American Redoubt Network. If things go bad, or if there is a collapse or what we call Teotwaki event, an event that changes our lives forever, whatever that might be, you want to know if there are other redoubters, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, preppers, and others who are willing to do whatever it takes to preserve and protect our ideals and our heritage. And other redoubters in your region need to know that you're there also. Of course, you know that if anything goes down, you can use the CH3 project to contact other redoubters, but it's really helpful if they know ahead of time what type of comms you're using, CB, FRS, MERS, whatever, because if the AMRON operators know you're out there, they're going to work that much harder to communicate to you to keep you encouraged and informed. And remember, you don't have to be a ham radio operator to be in the American Redoubt Network, or ARN. The ARN is a network of all redoubters. AMRON operators are members of the network that are ham radio operators and other redoubters who volunteered to monitor radio traffic from their local area and across the American Redoubt, and even across the continent and around the world. They're able to pick these signals up from other people that are putting out information and intelligence. Things that could be very useful to you. It could be critical. And what they do is they relay that information to redoubters throughout their local area. So if you got a CB and that's all you have, you can't talk to anybody more than a few miles away. But these people can broadcast to you and keep you informed. So get on board. It's easy, it's free, and it's safe. So click on the American Readout Network tab on the blog to learn more about that. Then you'll have more detailed information about how the network works, as well as access to the American Readout Network forum. I highly recommend getting involved in some of the discussions over there on the forum. There's really a lot of great information and networking going on, so get connected. And before I forget, check out this month's issue of the Capitalist Papers. You can see both the local Idaho edition and the national edition by going to www.thecapitalistpapers.com or by simply clicking on the Capitalist Papers banner on our highlights and resources page for today's show. And today is November 6th, 2011. And that's where you'll find the links for all the information we cover in the broadcasts. And hey, by the way, do you guys and gals find that useful? Because that's a lot of work, putting that highlights and resources page together. So I hope you're taking advantage of it, clicking on the links and information and watching the videos there on the posting. There's a ton of information there. And let me know if you find it helpful. I want to make sure that you guys... making use of that. Now there's an article that I posted there also by Dr. Karen Gushta over at Truth in Action Ministries. And the article's called Can America's Schools Be Fixed or Do We Abandon Them? It really doesn't fall in tonight's topic directly, but I thought it was timely and definitely worth reading. That's part one. So when you go to that website, you can follow the links to part two to that article. Of course, you know, I'm a proponent of defunding and shutting down the public schools, at least until they start teaching our values and heritage and our core beliefs, including making them socialist free and social deviancy free zones. That's my opinion. All right, right after the show, we'll be airing the second 25 minutes of chapter two from Ann Coulter's audiobook titled Treason. Then, right after that, in about 28 minutes from now, we'll be re-airing the show you just heard in case you missed any of it. And don't forget to download the show from the Podbean site so you can listen to it on the go or burn it and the previous shows onto a disc to share with your like-minded friends and family. Simply click on the icon that says website there on the Podbean player. And that Podbean player is there on the right side of the blog. Just scroll about halfway down where you can see the menu of all the previous broadcasts. And once you're at the Podbean site, remember to put it in your favorites so you can go back to it with just a click. And you can forward that link on to others or embed it in your own blog or social networking site. And so now I want also to remind you, the American Readout is what we all feel called to participate in as a safe haven and a refuge for like-minded American patriots living in troubled times. But remember what Matthew said in chapter 11, verses 28 through 29. He says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Remember, the Lord is our true redoubt, our safe haven and refuge. All right, join us next week as we dive deeper into the topic from last week, and that was just a primer. Next week, we'll be getting into the nitty-gritty of the topic of resisting tyranny, because sometimes it's not just the right choice. Sometimes it's the only choice. Now, you all have a blessed week, and remember to keep the emails with your ideas, suggestions, and encouragements coming in. This is John Jacob Schmidt, broadcasting from the heart of the American Redoubt. Good night.